From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The White House has come under fire for federal agencies issuing what are called video news releases that promote administration policies. Video news releases are produced to look like television news stories reported by journalists, and they often do end up on the news, but some broadcasters have used them without saying that they're produced by the government. Critics charge the Bush administration is trying to control how stories are covered from start to finish. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
On screen, a ship is shown bobbing in the Gulf of Mexico. Government researchers are pursuing a new source of energy there, and a reporter says it could well make oil and coal obsolete.
With so much attention on clean energy for a healthy environment, this research becomes even more vital. In Tampa, Pam Forrester reporting.
But Pam Forrester is no reporter. She's a public relations consultant based in Tallahassee. And that story? It was paid for by two government agencies, the U.S. Geological Survey and the U.S. Office of Naval Research. The story was really a video news release offered to television stations throughout the country. Dan Dubray is the press secretary for the Interior Department, which oversees the U.S. Geological Survey. He says this is another way to reach the public through the media, just like a printed news release.
It is part of the overall toolbox of communications.
The form of energy extraction described in the video is somewhat controversial, but to hear Forrester's report, you'd never know that. Rosa DeLauro is a Democratic congresswoman from Connecticut. She says the government is right to spend money to inform the public, but she says many video releases go beyond that mission.
What the administration is doing is taking advantage of these taxpayer dollars in order to propagandize its proposals through the media.
The use of video news releases is nothing new. Under Presidents Clinton and Bush, many videos have been informational, about recalled children's toys, or the West Nile virus, for example. Ari Fleischer was President Bush's press secretary from 2001 to 2003. He says video news releases help government officials, who often find themselves at odds with reporters.
With the press saying everything is wrong, the government saying everything is good, and so the government, Democrat and Republican alike, works hard to get out its story, believing the press won't cover it.
It's tough to say just how widespread the practice is. A request by NPR to the Defense Department for information about its contracts with media and public relations firms yielded a list of 2,500. The Social Security Administration, by contrast, told NPR it had no relevant documents for the past 4 years. Not one. A federal watchdog agency called the Government Accountability Office found the Bush administration has twice broken the law with its video news releases. Gary Keplinger is the deputy general counsel of the agency. He says the government must make it clear when it's paid for publicity.
Our little shorthand term for it is covert propaganda. These materials are being used methodically to disseminate information without the source being identified.
But the Justice Department contradicted the GAO's findings, and the White House ordered government agencies to ignore them. President Bush defended his administration's use of video news releases at a press conference last week.
There is a Justice Department opinion that says these pieces are within the law so long as they're based upon facts, not advocacy. And I expect our agencies to adhere to that ruling.
But Congresswoman DeLauro sees the videos as part of a larger strategy to manipulate coverage. She points to disclosures that the administration paid several conservative columnists to help promote its policies. And DeLauro was set off last year by this video release on Medicare, which some television stations ran as a news story.
The new law, say officials, simply offers people with Medicare ways to make their health coverage more affordable. In Washington, I'm Karen Ryan reporting.
Ryan is a public relations consultant who is paid with government funds. Former Bush press secretary Ari Fleischer says there's nothing wrong with this kind of advocacy.
I have tremendous faith in the public's ability to listen to it, to see through it, and to decide what's right and what's wrong.
But Gary Keplinger of the Government Accountability Office says the administration must clearly reveal its role.
We think that the American taxpayers are smart enough to realize what's going on and to evaluate the material if they know the source.
Last week, Mr. Bush said it's up to television stations that run the video news releases to tell viewers where they came from. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.